Let's be honest with one another, can we? Sure, Donald Trump has made a few mistakes before and since taking office as the world's most powerful man. Some are pretty embarrassing, like those women who accused him of sexual harassment or, well, even rape. At least he didn't drug them like that Cosby freak. The golden shower stuff, well, nobody wants to visualize that, so better to let leaking dogs lie. Agreed? Of course, we have the payoffs to porn stars and Playboy models to keep quiet. Something that might be construed as unreported campaign expenses. But hey, you guys out there, wouldn't you like to be in his shoes? Sure, just good old American male hormones slightly unchecked. Let's not pull an Al Franken here. All right, I know you're upset he didn't show you his taxes like every other president. You don't show yours to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and okay, he makes a little money off his businesses while he's in office. It is a capitalist country. Come on, give the guy some credit for using his golf course as a second Oval Office. He's rich already. Who cares if he gets a little richer while he's running the country? And the kids, they're making some too. Get over it. Think how hard it is to run your own companies while you're problem-solving the Middle East and all those other hot spots they've been assigned to clean up. Plus, they're inexperienced and honestly, a little over their heads. Cut them a break, why don't we? Do you think maybe he's a little palsy-wowsy with Putin? I know. Maybe something there that's being held over him. And yeah, he sort of dissed our allies. But he did say he was going to overturn the apple cart, drain the swamp, all that less government talk we all like to hear. Sure, he's still going after those rapist immigrants. That's just talk. There's probably one or two who were rapists. You don't think they're all saints, do you? And those cabinet appointments, mostly lobbyists and amateurs. But you have to learn on the job sometimes. And if you want to skim the top off deep state, how else are you going to do it? And yeah, there's this Mueller investigation, this witch hunt. Okay, you think maybe there's something to it. Something that might come to light that proves all the terrible things you thought about Donald were right. Sure, Flynn and Manafort and those others are being indicted. But in America, you're innocent until proven guilty, agreed? No collusion, no guilt, nothing. They got nothing. We should stop that witch hunt right now. It's all over. Nothing found. No guilt, no collusion. Let the man run the country, for God's sake, and let's get back to investigating something real. You know what I mean. Benghazi. Those Facebook revelations, I knew you'd bring them up. Okay, that consulting firm harvested tons of data from Zuck, then used them in the campaign to elect Mr. Trump. So what? He didn't know about it. He told you that. And if you can't believe the President of the United States, who can you believe? If you want to clean up politics, how about getting those emails from Hillary? No, not the ones Comey and the FBI looked at, those secret ones she's washed. How about that? How about we go after Hillary Clinton? She's the traitor. Lock her up. And that crap about her winning the popular vote, fake news, pal. Illegal votes. Take away those illegal votes and Trump would have won in a landslide. That's the truth, and if you can handle the truth, check out Breitbart. Listen to Fox and Friends. They got the facts, the real ones. Donald J. Trump, the right man for the times. You know it in your heart, even if you won't.